Yeah, I think we'd be lying if we said it wasn't hot out there and it's tough, but we knew that. We knew it was going to be hot, and that's the beauty of coming out here a few days earlier, having these warm-up games. We're giving it our best to get acclimatised as soon as possible. So we've had a couple of tough training sessions, but the boys are loving it. We prefer to be out here in 40 degrees and in the cold in England, and also you get to work on your tan, which is perfect. Yeah, of course it does, but that's why the guys work so hard on their fitness. The boys, all season, even though when they're playing, they work hard in the gym. So we've tried to prepare as well as we possibly can. So even though it is tough, we'll give it our best shot, and we can't wait to get started. Yeah, exactly. I had a good season last year in white ball cricket for England and then in the championship for Notts, a season that I loved, and that's given me the opportunity to come out and get back in the test side. And it's like I said, it's going to be tough conditions, but it's an opportunity for me to try and stake claim and get back in the side. And we've got two opportunities in the warm-up games, so it's up to me to pull my finger out and score some runs. I'm delighted to be back in. It's been a long few years trying to get back in, but I've worked really hard, and I'm definitely a better player than I was in 2012, which is where you want to be. So fingers crossed, I do score some runs in those warm-up games, and I get a shot. Yeah, I've scored the volume of runs that I was asked to do to get back in the side, and I've done that. And obviously, scoring those runs against Australia, I'm sure would have helped. But I'm just delighted to get back in, and it's been a frustrating few years trying to get back in the test side. But something that's it's pushed me on, getting those knockbacks when I thought I was going to get selected and wasn't. Those kind of drive you forward and spur you on that bit more, and it make you work that bit harder. Yeah, I love playing spin. It's something that I really enjoy, and obviously there's potentially going to be quite a lot of spin bowled out here. So hopefully I do what I do in the county stuff, and I have done in Sri Lanka and previously for England. So fingers crossed, I do what I've done before. Obviously, 3 more years of experience have helped me, and that's on my side. And I've played a lot more international cricket than I did back then, and I know my game a lot better. Like I said, 3 more years, more experience, and the confidence knowing that I've scored runs against the best sides in the world now. And this is going to be another test and something hopefully I know I'm going to enjoy, but get over that hurdle as well. I think that's up to you guys to decide. But like I said, it has been a frustrating few years trying to get back in the side. And it's taken a while, but It's come around again now, and it's something that I'm going to really enjoy and relish being back in the squad. I played quite a lot of cricket in Perth, a lot of, even though it's very different because you get the wind, but when it gets up to 40 degrees, that wind goes in Perth. So it's actually very similar to this. So I've been fortunate enough to play out there quite a bit, and obviously in Sri Lanka, similar conditions, but these are obviously extreme, but It's good fun, and it's going to be a challenge, and that's what we're all going to enjoy. Yeah, the guys in the backroom staff have been excellent. They give you cool towels to wrap around your neck to hopefully bring your body temperature down, and extra sweatbands and little towels that you have to wipe away the sweat. But that's the beauty of having good guys behind the scene. They help you out whenever they can. I was actually doing that in the nets. Yeah, that's a great method of trying to keep you as cool as you can. So if fingers crossed I'm spending enough time at the crease to warrant one of them. Personally, I saw him in the World Cup briefly, but I haven't seen so much in red ball cricket, but I know he's obviously performed really well recently, and it's just going to be it's another challenge that we're all looking forward to uptaking, and going forward we'll do our preparation against each individual bowlers. Yeah, definitely, I can't wait. We'll find somewhere hopefully quiet to watch it. I think we're going to watch it as a team, but I can't wait, so come on England, and fingers crossed we get through to that quarterfinals. I think, from what I've seen in the past, I think England perform, especially the rugby team, perform best when they are under pressure. And this is a massive situation, obviously, home World Cup for them, and I think they'll be one of the first world teams that are hosting not to get through to the quarterfinals. So they're up against it, but that I think they play best when they're under pressure, and I'm backing them all the way. Yeah, he's been outstanding. He's very approachable, and I'm fortunate enough to have played against him as well, so he knows me a little bit, which helps that relationship, so he knows how I play. But his experience is invaluable. It's brilliant to have him around, and especially a guy that's a similar stature to me helps me personally as well. playing spin, but also you can't forget about the seam bowlers over here. They're going to play a big part in this series as well. So he's been brilliant, and like I said, he's very approachable, and all the lads have spent plenty of time working on the game with him.